Welcome to Hustlin' Faith. This podcast is dedicated to helping women who want to analyze, apply, and amplify their God-given gifts. We accomplish this by discussing topics such as business, self-improvement, health and beauty, and my random thoughts about life from a Christian perspective. I'm your host, Latasha Johnson. Are you tired of feeling less than enough just because you're single? Then you'll love my new book, How to Live an Extraordinary Life with or without Mr. Right, a Christian woman's guide on how to survive and thrive on Single Avenue. It's time to acknowledge, address, and dismantle the harmful, limited mindset many single Christian women have internalized. Take the first step to discover and embrace the plans God has in store for you. If you want to be notified when the book is released, please check out the Hustle and Faith website. I cannot wait to share this with all my single ladies. You have everything you need to live an extraordinary life with or without Mr. Right. Have you ever worked with or for someone who was a couple fries short of a happy meal? While you're constantly achieving your goals and continuing to be overlooked, this person who has no idea what they're doing somehow manages to ascend up the corporate ladder. As someone who's been in the corporate world for a while, I've been in this scenario more times than I care to admit. Early on in my career, I used to get so angry. However, as I grew older, I realized I could either work myself to death trying to win at a system that's clearly rigged against me, or change my perspective on how I viewed and leveraged my 9-to-5. As a Christian woman, I chose the latter. See, it has never been my desire to climb a ladder only to find out it was leaning against the wrong wall. I work to live, not live to work. At times during my career, I felt that my faith and my ambition were at odds with each other. I will never be a part of the good old boys club. I had absolutely no desire to suck up or get involved in office politics. None of that nonsense was my style, okay? Have you ever felt like you had to choose between success in business and staying true to your Christian values? Well, I'm here to tell you that you can thrive in business as a Christian woman, and you don't have to compromise your convictions to do it. In fact, your faith can be the fuel that propels you towards success. When you align your business goals with your Christian values, amazing things can happen. Whether you're an employee or starting your own business, you want to place yourself in a position to experience financial prosperity and positively impact the world. It can be done by keeping these six things in memory. Number one, you work for God, not man. First, seek God's guidance in everything that you do, because this is going to make sure that you maintain your dignity and have integrity. As Christians, we're supposed to be honest when we consistently have integrity in our work, and not only honors our faith, but places us in the position to let our light shine. This is going to sound arrogant, I know, but I'm a hard worker and I'm really good at what I do. My results speak for themselves. I'm not a part of the good old boys club. I don't engage in office politics. And quite frankly, I'm more of an introvert at work, so I keep to myself. Yet, I'm able to outshine them all by achieving my goals. I'm a puzzle that many people have yet to figure out. I can't tell you how many times I've had people pull me aside and say, "Tasha, I respect the fact that you don't get involved in office politics," or "I wish I had the ability to say such and such to so and so." And I'm here to tell you that as a Christian woman, you can, when you don't place the resource, known as your job, above the source, also known as God. There have been so many different times in my life where, you know, I'm just thinking of one that comes to memory. I literally quit a job without having another job lined up because the person that I reported into wanted me to lie about some sales numbers. And that just was not something that I was going to do. And it was even crazier because you're asking me, you do it, not me. You know what I mean? So I ended up quitting without having another job lined up. And kid you not, 3 weeks later, I ended up getting a higher paying job. So things like that have always inspired me to continue doing the right thing. Okay. God has always, always, always taken vengeance for me. And those folks who attempted to screw me over by either unjustly laying me off under the guise of restructuring, not promoting me, or giving me the raise that I deserved, have always ended up getting exactly what they deserve. What goes around truly does come back around. And you just have to make sure that you're in the right first so God can fight those battles for you. Number two, spirit of discernment. The Bible says that we must be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Before I start my day, I always pray to God to guide me. And it's imperative that you ask God for wisdom and discernment when you make your business decisions. Okay, a trap I see way too many Christian women fall into is this desire to be liked rather than make decisions based on what's in their best interests. Now, I'm not saying that you should be selfish, but success should not come at the expense of your integrity and happiness. A prime example of this in action is that I will never take a job, work with a client, or engage in an opportunity that does not align with my values. My motto is, you hired me, you didn't buy me. So for example, I'll never forget, I really needed the money. This was like many years ago, but I really, really needed the money. And I was approached by a potential client to see if I would do some voiceover work for them. But they wanted to know if I would be comfortable with swearing. And so there are just certain projects, and things that I'm just not going to do. I will not take any type of voiceover projects or any projects that don't align with my values. And so I don't take projects that require me to use foul language. And so I thanked this person for contacting me, and I told them that I wouldn't be comfortable swearing, and I was prepared to lose that opportunity. Okay, I was completely prepared, and I really did need the money, y'all. So that one kind of hurt. But what ended up happening is that the client said, okay, we understand. Would you mind reading these lines instead? You know, could you still take a look at the script? And so I took a look at the script, and it was literally only three sentences, if I'm not mistaken, that required that had swearing in it. And so I told him, I'd said, yeah, I'd be open to reading that, just not the three sentences that had the swearing in it. And I ended up getting the gig. So again, I just wanted to let you guys know by sharing that story, God can't bring the right opportunities into your life if you're too stubborn to let go of the wrong ones, okay? So I didn't have to compromise my values, and I still ended up getting what it is that God wanted me to have in the first place. Okay. You just have to trust that he has a plan for your success. And when you surrender your business to him, he's going to lead you on the right path. Number three, you are not a doormat. Okay. When you're doing everything that I just shared with you, your behavior will gain you some haters. In fact, you'll have more folks trying to bring you down than lift you up. Especially when you're doing the right thing. Your righteous behavior reminds the haters that they aren't doing anything and that life will continue to pass them by until they finally decide to get in the game and allow God to guide them to where he wants them to be. And that's why you have to be like King David and encourage yourself. If your self-worth is built on validation from others, you're on a path that will lead to a miserable life. God's opinion is the only one that matters, period. If you're doing everything in your power to live out the plans he has for you, then you'll always experience success. And that's not to say that you won't experience valleys, because you will, but Christ is going to make a way that your experiences aren't in vain, and those obstacles will become stepping stones that he uses to propel you to the next level. Do not buy into the stereotype that to make it in business, you must be willing to allow people to treat you like dirt, dumb it down, or be too afraid to speak your mind. If someone is trying to take advantage of you, by all means, my dear, speak your mind. I've been in situations where I've had people flat out ask me to do their job, take on additional responsibilities without receiving additional compensation or change in my job title. You know, you want to know what my answer was and will forever be? No. And no is a complete sentence. Depending on how you come at me, will set the tone and how polite that no is delivered. But you're going to leave knowing that you got the right one today. I will never allow someone to take advantage of me by giving me extra work when I haven't been rewarded for the goals I've already accomplished. Not today, Satan. As a woman, I know saying no can be difficult. As a Black woman, it can be downright impossible to say without experiencing the backlash of being viewed as the angry Black woman stereotype. I touch on this further in other episodes and in my upcoming book, but the main point I want you to take away is do not give in to that nonsense. Even the Bible says in Ephesians 4:26, "Be ye angry and sin not." If someone made you angry, you have the right to express yourself and let that person know that their behavior offended you and put them on notice that it will not be tolerated. I've made quite a few enemies because I refuse to be a doormat. But guess who's living their best life? This girl. So leave the doormat mentality where it should be, at the door. Number 4, set trends. Don't follow them. Christians are meant to be leaders. None of this do as I say, not as I do nonsense. Leadership is about positively influencing others to be the best version of themselves. As Christians, regardless of our function, we must lead with grace, wisdom, and humility to motivate others to do and be their best. I make it a point to ensure that I surround myself with people who want to go higher in life. Iron sharpens iron. We're always pushing each other to be better. We make it a point to ensure that we pay it forward by sharing our knowledge so others don't have to experience the same obstacles we encountered. Number 5. Obey God and leave all the consequences to Him. I've been in so many situations where I felt like evil was my reward for doing good. And this is not how it's supposed to be. But if you stay in faith, God will correct the situation. In fact, I'm going through this right now with this lawsuit that feels like it's taking an eternity to resolve. But what I've learned is that it rains on the just and the unjust. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're exempt from life's problems. In fact, you're increasing your vulnerability to encountering more problems because Satan doesn't want you to shine. He knows that once you bring Christ into the equation, he's done. You won. However, during the challenging situations, you must be willing to go to God so he could safely guide you through that difficult circumstance. Notice how I said, guide you through that difficult circumstance and not to remove it? Sometimes God wants to show us he's with us by guiding us through that circumstance so he can punish those who seek to harm us while teaching us patience and reiterating that he's in charge. By seeking his wisdom and strength through prayer, we can navigate through difficult circumstances and find peace. Number 6, prepare for your second act. Now, this last piece of advice is especially important to the folks who are employees. There's nothing wrong with being an employee, but I want you to know that you must invest in yourself. We live in a very greedy world. Depending on a 9-to-5 as your sole source of income is just not sustainable. I don't care how much a company says we're family. Trust me when I say this, they do not view you as family. Do not fall for this gigantic lie. You will get burned if you do. The majority of the firms out here believe that you are an expense. I remember I overheard one of the senior leadership department heads refer to my department as overhead. So much for the family, huh? Best believe they will let you go just as quickly as they hired you if it's going to increase their bottom line. This is why my focus will forever be to view God as my source and not look at the resource. With that said, you have to have a balance. Seeing that relying on a 9-to-5 is a bit risky, What are some of the other ways that you can leverage your gifts? Make additional income by sharing your gift, again, also known as knowledge, with others to help further God's kingdom. If you're not quite sure how to do that, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel because I'm going to be providing you with content to ensure that your mind, body, and soul are aligned so you can live the extraordinary life God has planned for you. As with everything in life, I want you to have a balance. Remember, your worth as a Christian woman is not defined by your business achievements. Your identity is rooted in Christ, and He loves you unconditionally. You are enough, just as you are. So don't let the pressures of the world dictate your worth. By living out your faith in the business world, you can be a powerful witness to others. Let your integrity, honesty, and compassion shine through in every interaction. Show the world that being a Christian in business is not a weakness, but a strength. Let's thrive in business while staying true to our faith and redefine success on our own terms. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoy listening to Hustle and Faith and would like to support the show, please consider sharing it with your friends, rate or leave a review, donate, or make a purchase at our shop, Starring You Crew. Remember, if you're everything to everyone, then risk being no one. You never know who you will inspire. See you in the next episode. Are you enjoying the Hustle and Faith podcast? Regardless of where you listen to Hustle and Faith, if you love this show, please leave us a review at ratethispodcast.com/hustle and faith. Again, that's ratethispodcast.com/hustle and faith. Or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you feel so inclined to do so, why don't you just go ahead and leave us a 5-star review? Doing so will help others to discover this show. Thanks again for your support. It is very much appreciated.